Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. It's great to have you watching CNN Student News. This Tuesday, we're starting in Ukraine, a very unstable country. Some Ukrainians want closer ties to Russia. Others want to align themselves with Western Europe. The crisis is getting worse. Protesters aligned with Russia have taken over Ukrainian government buildings in certain cities. Ukraine's government set deadlines for those demonstrators to leave or to be forced out by Ukraine's armed forces. But these deadlines have passed without action by either side. Ukraine and its allies, including the U.S., blame Russia for stirring up instability. They're concerned Russia may be trying to take over more of Ukraine after it annexed the pro-Russian region of Crimea last month. Russia accuses Ukraine of war against its own people and says it's the West that will determine whether civil war in Ukraine is avoided. From Ukraine, we're crossing land and sea, arriving in Boston, Massachusetts. It was a city shocked and in many ways strengthened after a terrorist attack at the Boston Marathon exactly 1 year ago. As runners and spectators prepare for the 2014 marathon next Monday, CNN caught up with a runner who was affected by two terrorist attacks on U.S. soil.
A freshly painted finish line and with it a new beginning for 36,000 runners ready to cross it.
April 15th last year was the hardest day I've had since, you know, the fall of 2001. The emotions and feelings came crashing back.
When the bombs went off at last year's marathon, Sally Duvall's husband, a runner, had just reached mile 25. He was unharmed, but she quickly became determined.
I knew pretty much right away after last year's bombings that I was going to run no matter what. And there was nothing that could stop me from being a part of it. It was such an emotional, crazy time.
For Duvall, it was all too similar to that September day almost 12 years before. Her brother, Teddy Maloney, who worked at the World Trade Center, never came home.
I think that I feel very strongly that they can't keep us down, and these kind of events, these terrorist acts that keep happening, you know, we need to rise above them.
This year, running the Boston Marathon will still be a feat for the elite, but also a job for runners with unfinished business and an opportunity for anyone who saw the devastation and wants to help heal the heartbreak.
This being my first marathon, I'm really thinking I'm overwhelmed at times, but then I say I have to practice what I preach, so I'm healing myself.
Joanne Pomodoro is a clinical social worker at Massachusetts General Hospital and a first-time marathoner. She's busy training, but also coaching other athletes for the mental hurdles they could face this year at every mile.
PTSD doesn't come up until probably 3 months to six months after an event. And many times if people don't work on what the issue is, then they may re-experience it. So not being at the course, not training again on the course, and then all of that might become a flooding experience with too many emotions.
Putting one foot in front of the other, Duvall has spent years learning how to move forward in the face of devastating loss. This year, she may help show others the way.
I think that you just have to stick with your routine and breathe in and breathe out every day, and the anniversary will come and be very, very emotional. But you move through it and you feel a sense of relief as you get past that day.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Today's CNN Student News roll call is revving up in Dearborn, Michigan with the Thunderbirds of Edsel Ford High School. From there, we're rolling east. At NHS School Carlisle, we're saying hello to the Bulldogs in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And in the Orange State, it's all about the Eagles. Parkland, Florida is where Stoneman Douglas High has made our roll. Today is tax day in America. It doesn't sound like a holiday, and it's not. For a good reason. It's the deadline for Americans to file their income taxes with the government. About 146 million people share this deadline. It can be extended if needed, but if Americans don't pay their taxes, they could get in trouble with the IRS at best. At worst, they could land in jail. The 16th Amendment gives the government the power to collect income taxes. And here's what it does with them. Nearly a quarter of the revenue goes to Social Security. 22% to health and medical care programs, 19% funds national defense, and 12% is for safety net programs that help the poor. Veterans programs, interest on the national debt, research and education all factor in as well.